Currently, the USDA's definition of rural changes depending on the program. So for the sake of consistency, the agency has released a single definition that defines rural as any community with less than 50,000 residents. Members of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee, including Ranking Member Colin Peterson and Chairman Frank Lewis, say they're concerned that setting the threshold at 50,000 could pit smaller communities against larger, more urban ones for scarce USDA funds. Western Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind is a former member of the Agriculture Committee. He says he's not against the new definition, but he says lawmakers must make sure smaller communities aren't overlooked. Kind says larger communities usually have more resources to apply for funding.
Because they tend to bring additional resources, whether it's grant writers, whether it's a little higher level of sophistication for going after these programs that smaller rural communities don't.
But some say it's too soon to know if this new proposed definition of rural will be bad news for smaller agricultural communities. Paul Zimmerman is the Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation.
We got to be careful not to overreact on a one-size-fits-all initially until we delve and see how each of the many different programs are affected.
The USDA's new definition of rural will be included in the next Farm Bill, which will likely be voted on later this year. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.